Samach Aleph. We started describing the two dynamics of the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The one was the relationship of Boni Matem LaShem Elokecha, and the other one was Rayosi, the relationship that describes us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being a wife. We started Perek Hey, which starts dealing with Boni Matem. In there was the story that we wanted to get to. Hopefully we'll get there this time. Just one second. Yeah, okay, fine. Don't know if we'll get there. Let's start. Okay. And ultimately, remember why we're here? Let's go back all the way to the beginning. Why are we here? Because the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because why? Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because why? Deraisa. So we're going back all the way to Perek Aleph. We have to go to the Hagdama. In fact, we're going all the way to 4. We start again. How many times have we learned the Sefer, Rabbi Isa? The world was the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed because Tachas Shelo Avadates Hashem Vazimcha V'tub Leivav Miroiv Kol. The Furush Posuk in Chumash. And in order to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, we have to masaken that chet, that problem. And that's what we're busy trying to discover how to do that. So we said in order to have simcha in something, you need ava in the thing. You need to love the thing. In order to love the thing, you need to know the thing. So we set out, good morning, Rabbi David. We set out on a journey to discover who we are and to see whether we can love ourselves. And as a result of that, have simcha in ourselves. And in order to do that, we need to discover what our relationship is with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Remember? Rings a bell, sort of sounds remotely, vaguely, cloudily familiar. All right, we're just taking one day at a time. I get it. All right, thanks. Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenikra Bonim Lamokum. Shinu Chachomim Masechtas Avois Peregimel, Choviv Odom Shenivra Betzelem. Choviv, from Chavivus, from beloved, precious, is Odom because he was created Betzelem. An added aspect of this belovedness is that he was notified that he is Nivra B'Tzelem Shenema, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Ose Es Ha'odom. Chaviv in Yisrael Shenikra Bonim L'Mokom. The Mishnah continues. And another aspect of Chavivus is we are called Bonim L'Mokom, Chiv Yisrael Noidat Lem Shekoru Bonim L'Mokom Shenema, Bonim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. The pasuk in Dvarim, you don't get it more mafurish than that. Bonim atem le'Hashem Elokeichem. Harambam mefarish as kavonis haMishnah shechibe yaseire hima sheodia lano kodesh baruch shanach nibono. What is this chibe yaseire? This added dimension of ava of chavivus that he lets us know shanach nibono. HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us, Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem, causes us to go and investigate, to understand the essence of what the relationship is of Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. What does this mean that we Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem? Menyonu manu lahavin mayi maloseinu al pnei kol yoshvei tevel shegam haim nivru b'tzelem elokim. What is the advantage? What is the mile we have over the rest of the universe that were also created B'Tzelem Elokim? What's this added dimension of Bonim? V'nei chiluk godol kaim b'nei yachas shemanik melech lavodov l'nesinov u'lezrochi atzoy l'b'nei yachas shemanik av l'b'noi. I think it's fairly self-understood that the king's relationship that he has with his servants and his ministers and his citizens in general looks very different to the relationship he has with his child, with his son. The relationship that a king has with all these other people that are around him is based on kovod and memshala, based on honor and on rulership. There's a whole bunch of rules and regulations of how you deal in a relationship with a king. Hafara kala shel kovad hamelech mechayves misa. The smallest infringement is all they give you a book this thick when you walk in there, and they tell you, you read this book well, you don't make any mistakes, because the slightest mistake you make in relation with the king is off of the head. There's no games here. You walk in with the left foot first to the right, you're in trouble. You have to bow like this. When you walk out backwards. Don't speak till you're spoken to. When you speak to him, you call him your honor, your sir, your melech, your, what do they call him, your royal highness, whatever, find some. You don't just blonde in there and start schmoozing up with the king. Not mentioning the king's name with the correct honor, not greeting him in the correct way. It's all chayv misa. When you're dealing with a king, it's hard for us because we have no concept of what a king is. We have no musag of what a king is. We ought to have covered and memshala for our rulers because they have not covered for themselves. There's no covered in the world anymore. The musag of covered doesn't exist in the world. It's hard for us to dredge up a picture of what this looks like. You have to use your imagination and try and see what a beloved king, the kind of covet and honor is due to a king like that. Imagine being in front of a Shlomo HaMelech. Imagine to walk in and bow down to Shlomo HaMelech. Imagine, let me use that as a... Okay. So that's the first aspect of the relationship between the citizens and the king, is that it's built on rules and regulations that are very tight, and it's built on kovod and memshala. It's self-understood that this whole relationship and the access that the citizens, the avodim, have to the king is as long as he's serving the interests of the kingdom. He gets sick, or he gets fired, or he goes on pension, whatever, and he's not there to serve the king anymore. He gets swapped to somebody else. You know, they bring in the reserve, they swap him, and then he has no right to come into the palace anymore. They take away his katis, you know, the magnetic entrance card thing, that, you know, with their photo, whatever. That's revoked. Yeah, that's it. It's game over. Zeh yachal shel yira. And that's the relationship that's built on yira. V'chenem ha-melech shel moichel kvoido, en kvoido moichel, v'marechas yechasim zu eini vitulim klal. And the king has no right to mevate on his kovod here, because not his kovod, it's the kovod of his position, it's the kovod of the malchus. Sheine lechalutin hu ha-yachal shel av nebroi. The relationship that a father has to his son is completely different. Haben kashu bekishrei mishpoche im aviv. There's a familial tie between the father and the son. Hu kashu lemishpachas aviv tomid. And he's the son of this father forever. Gam im yeh ben lo yutzlach o ben she'einu roi leklum. Whether he's a son who's not worthy of being a son, he's not worthy of anything, he's a complete failure, or whether he's the most successful in the world, lo mishane. Aviv yashgiach alav ka'al bebat einoi, ve'yavoto bekol matzav bekol zman. I think today we can all say it, even if the father's not worth anything, the son has to still, he's still a son. You can't get divorced. There's no way to end this relationship. It can be a bad relationship, it can be a great relationship, it can be a terrible relationship, it can be an abusive relationship, chas v'chlila, but at the end of the day, it's a father and a son. When we're dealing with Hashem, obviously, we're trying to talk about where the father's perfect, and we're checking at ourselves to see what kind of sons we are.
There can be no relationship, but it still doesn't sever.
The relationship of Av Benoi can never be severed.
Even if there's no relationship between
There's no ongoing interaction between them, but the thing what we call the kesher, the relationship, is there and it can never be broken. There's a father and a son, yeah, that's the relationship. Even if they're not talking to each other, they're not seeing each other, they're not thinking about each other, but they still have a relationship called Av V'Benoi.
Unless someone converts to Christianity.
Okay. Technical halachic things that he could do if he marries a shiksa. If he marries a shiksa, what happens to that relationship? Okay, these are all whatever. We can always do tshuva. Let's put that back. The cars are never totally broke. Zois v'oid, Eved sheyaz levakesh ochel mitzalacha samelech harayu moir v'malkus. Can you imagine the Eved, he comes and he says to the king, I want to eat off your plate. It's gone. There's no bigger mutiny than that. Luma zois, legabai ben amru chazel esadvorim aboim. this Chazal needs to be understood as well, but just for our purposes, let's just take what it says. Lema David doime la'ashi she'lo ben. A very rich man, he has a son. Bob noy bivaisa seifa matzah tamchui lifnei aviv. He comes home from school and there's this beautiful sushi platter in front of the father, yeah? If you're into sushi or whatever moves you, I don't know. Notl aviv chaticha achas v'nosnaloi. Father picked up a piece and he gave it to him. Ma'asab noy v'amola einu mevakesh ele mizeh shebitoich picho. No, I don't want this, I want what's in your mouth. That's the part you don't understand. Why would you want to eat the food that your father's taking out of his mouth? It sounds a bit okay. Ma also nosnalo. What does he do? He gives him the lama. Al shim chavavoy nosen lo mitoich piv. Have a kiashem yiten chokhma mipiv dasus fina. It's a marshal for Torah that Hashem gives chokhma mipiv dasus funa. It's a midrash. The midrash has to be understood. We're not learning midrash enough to go look at the midrash and the mafoshim to understand what the midrash is talking about. Aval advarim neman legabe loymer haTorah shenechshav lebnoi chaviv shel Hashem Yisbarach. This midrash is talking ultimately about learning Torah, and that this son of Hashem wants to learn Torah. He wants to learn from Hashem Himself. Loymer divrei Torah mamish mipiv shel Hashem Yisbarach. He's learning mamish mipiv shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When you sit down and open up a Gemara, you sit down and open a Chumash, a Sefer, any Sefer, you're learning Torah mipiv shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Pshutoi. The midrash have to look at. Yachas akev bein av lebnoi nechshav ka'av makalkeles as ashura. Another aspect of the father-son relationship is it breaks all the rules. Breaks all the rules. You know that yourself. You break all your own rules. The kid just whines enough and he gets what he wants. We know. Ein kan ginuna malchus. You don't have all the rules and chivalries and laws and regulations of malchus. Haben eichem et yichpiv shel aviv. Zu metzias chaim achas shemimenu nizoin ze kevyochol nizoin gam ze. They live off the same food, the same mozen. They eat from the same table. Kan chiluch noisiv. Another difference. Imandu yivka b'avada shel amelach. If someone would attack or insult or wrong one of the servants of the king, the closest, most faithful eved of the kings, the Melech would be very upset. He would also, you know, he would expend a certain amount of energy and effort and protect in order to try and save and help this person. But at a certain point, at the end of the day, he's an eved. He'll try. He's a faithful servant. I'll try and help him. This guy did this. He'll send out some of the troops and go beat up the guy or whatever, get his money back, whatever. He would do. He would try and, you know, maybe go beyond the exact call of duty. Someone comes and has a go at your kid, you lose all rationality. He'll turn the world upside down to save his son. What did Hashem do to Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim? He went kaviyochol, he went bananas, to excuse the language, but Hashem lost it. That's what you're doing to my children, Bnei Bechayri Yisrael? Hashem turned the world upside down. He shattered all the mareches of Teva. He broke every one of the 10 maimorei Bria Soilam. Hashem created the world with 10 Mamorim, and the 10 Makos destroyed the 10 Mamorim, the 10 Diburim that the world was created with. If you ever look, the Goyim works it out. They run backwards. They run backwards. The Goyim, I think it's in Zohar, shows that the ten Makos Masakan the 10 Mamorim backwards. Anoichi is Makos Bechoires. That's the beginning. Choshech is Vayi'or, etc., etc. I don't remember all of it. So some of them need a little bit of. you need the Goyim's imagination to look at us. Some of them connect, but whatever that's there, you can go look it up if you want. Somewhere in the Zohar, you guys are more familiar with it. You'll know where it is. Choshech etzien kilamarat ha'im eliyeh lakeshech shebein avnen b'noi ukeshech kofu imukrach. As we mentioned above, the relationship between a father and a son is imperative and it's completely forced upon you. Habenu b'noi shalavi v'ritzoyne shalo b'ritzoyne. You can want to be the son, you can not want to be the son, it doesn't make a difference. The relationship, v'chein hefach. L'marod zoiz gam kan aniyach lana kosh boruch hu bike lihitgader bo. Even though the relationship is forced, you can't change it. But Hashem left us space for us to create our own boundaries. There is a bechiriya in this relationship. We get to choose what kind of son we want to be. As we'll explain as we go ahead, there's going to be a big chunk of this. The conversation is going to be about that choice we make. במצרים גילו לנו קדוש ברוך הוא מעלתנו שאין אנו נחשבים כבנים בלבד אלא כבן בכור. Hashem in Mitzrayim didn't just let us know that we're bonim, he told us something added. We bni b'chori Yisrael. Hamaral meva, what's the mile of a b'chor? What's so special about a b'chor? We know that in Torah the b'chor has a very special place. What's b'chor? So the Maral says, the mile of a bni b'chor is hu ben yochid. The Bechor is the only child you're ever going to have that's going to be a Ben Yochid for a certain amount of time. The Ben Yochid, that's why it gets all your attention. That's why it gets a double Yerusha, because you've got to pay him back for all the damage you did. Because there's no one else to take the, you know, take a bit of the attention off him. You have more kids, you haven't got so much time to mess them up, so they grow up straight. The first one, called Makas Bechoris, you know, the first one gets it. He has a tough time, the poor guy. I'm not a Bechor, so I'm fine. That's why I turned out normal. How many bechoris can you have in a family? Whenever we say the Chumash, whenever it uses masculine, it means female as well, unless otherwise said. The same here. We're talking about, not about the halachic aspects of bechor. Some of it does apply to girls, some of it not. Everything we're saying, yeah, the Torah says bni bechor Yisrael, doesn't say Biti, Bechayri, Bechayra, Yisrael. So, Benachinami, yeah.
Does the Bechor go on the mother? Meaning that if you have two wives, can you have two Bechors?
You have two Bechors, yeah, from each wife. I think it goes on each wife, no? So,
no, it goes by the first.
No, it goes by the first. The snur with Ben, that's what I was looking at. By the snur. It says if the snur was first and the ovuv was second, the snur gets the Yerusha. But I suppose it depends. In Hilchus Yerusha goes off to the first. It could be in Hilchus Pidyon HaBen and Dvarim Ke'elu, it maybe goes off to the next one. I don't know. Oh, good.
What about fasting?
Does he have to fast if he's the first one or the other first? Anybody know?
I don't know.
No, good questions. I don't push it too far. You have to know where we go after the mother, we go after the father. Pidyon Petachomo is that goes after the mother. Something's after the father. Look, I have to look it up. I have to look into it. Good. שלכל משפחה יש בן בכור אחד בלבד. בואי סמיד, הכל יהודי הוא בן יוחד של הקדוש ברוך הוא. So we're not just bni Hashem. Each Jew has to understand this, and by the time you finish, yeah, if you remember what we do as we go through this, you're going to have to come to the avoider of what it means to be a ben yochid shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that takes us back to Bishvili Nivra Olam. Remember we had a chapter here and we learned what it means, Bishvili Nivra Olam in the singular. Elokai Neshomash and Asatabi in the singular is we're going to have to get into our kishkas what it means to be a Ben Yochid Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben Yochid Hu Shutev Tivi Lekol HaShifas VaTichnoit Shel Aviv. An only son is a partner, a natural partner in all the yearnings and aspirations and plans and goals of the father. V'amram Naku Keviyachol Shutvim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kol Toich Nisabriya. And we are partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all his plans of the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moser B'yadeinus Kol Gnozov V'Oitzorov Koloshen Chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the key to all the secrets of the universe, to all these treasure houses and storehouses. As it says in the Zohar, Keben Yochid She'oviv Hishlitu B'Kol Gnozov. like an only child that Hashem, that the father gives, the Melech gives to rule over all his treasure houses. Every Jew is given the power to rule over the treasure houses of Hashem. Who's Malchai Ha'ilam, Melech Malchai Malachim. V'cholotoy lo'itzi min ha'koich le'poel is tchunais ha'ben yochid sheboy. He has the potential of what it means to be ben yochid, and he has the bechira to bring that to actualization. V'adova tolu bebechirosa ishis, and it's all tolu on bechira. V'kola no'gaya le'tzias mitzrayim k'nega ababonim divrei Torah. Stop. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll do the Arba Bonim. You remember the interesting cheshbonus he made there. And we'll see where we fit into the picture. Talk, have a good Zman.
Okay, we're going to meet you.
I'm hoping. Shalom Aleichem. Sorry, we missed each other. For me, for me. No.